Paul Maurice, a reminder to raise your hand and state your name and affiliation if you have a question. We'll start in the front row on the right side.
Hi, Marty Klinkenberg from the Globe and Mail. Paul, I know that you know today you knew that this was going to be a tall task coming in from here on in. When you think about the season that you've put together, I mean, you must be pretty proud and satisfied with how things went.
You invest not just the season, but the summers as well now. So it's very difficult to find that positive feeling at this moment. And that'll continue for quite some time. At some point over the summer, you'll start to put an eye toward next season and try to recapture some of the things that were so very good for our club. But it'll be some time before we delve into that.
Second row on the right.
Paul Friesen, Winnipeg Sun. What do you think when you look back at this series, Paul, they didn't give you a lot of chances today. They really shut you guys down at times of the series. What do you think you'll look back and think was the difference between these teams?
I think how we got here. I mean, first of all, in the end, when you add it all up, they were good. They were real good. Did not give any easy offense, and certainly we had to grind and work for the chances that we did get. And there was a cost to that, and it stacked up. And I think coming off of what we did to get here, there were some things that at times during the year, and maybe the playoffs are a different animal, but were easier for us. Some clean things on the tape, pucks off the tape a little bit quicker, that became difficult for us. So you know, the right thing to do is to make sure you give the other team credit. They did a good job with that, but we were not quite as, the will was there, the compete was there, maybe more so this series than any other of the other two series. I think of Brian Little's line and how they elevated their play and the quality of their play, but we were not able to, one, change the scope of the game, chasing it as much as we did, which allowed them to certainly feel comfortable in the style of game that they had. That had an impact on it, but I just didn't think that we had enough push through to get some things that were easier for us or things maybe that come naturally to us to get that through.
Front row left, Paul,
Chris Johnson from Sportsnet. Just to build on that or follow up to make sure I'm clear, do you think you guys maybe ran out of gas a little bit just with how tough?
I don't think we ran out of gas at all. I think we ran out of we lost some sharpness. Like when you look at the second half of our last two games especially, I mean, we were driving as hard as we could. So that there was fuel in the tank. There was a hard and heavy push, and it was right. You know, the compete was as good, I think, in the series, certainly in pieces of the game, as good as it had been all year. But a lot of the plays did not come off our stick the way they had prior to it. And it wasn't, for me, a matter of tightness. I do think that our hands felt it. You know, your brain goes a little, so it gets off your stick a little quicker. Your reads are a little slower. But the will was still there. You can't... I'm not asking Blake Wheeler to play any harder straight through.